Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who is happy to remind you that the first R in the second month of the year is not silent.
Tell me why I don't like Mondays. Tell me why I don't like Mondays. Tell me why I don't like Mondays. I want to shoot.
Mondays are always a challenge, aren't they? You always have to, okay, am I going to get myself tuned up for this? Well, I think Jay and I are already tuned up for it. Welcome to the day after St. Patrick's Day. It's the 18th of March. This week we have to, well, we have to celebrate springtime because that starts in a couple of days. Let's hear it for springtime. Let's put a little spring in your step. Keep your eyes on the stars and your feet on the ground. Sounds like something that
Casey Kasem
would. He used to say, reach for the, didn't he used to say, keep your feet on the ground.
Keep reaching for the stars and keep your feet on the ground. Yeah.
So I'm outside in the backyard with my grandson, Miles and I. We had lots of activity, both Miles and Jasper and I and the children as well, my daughter and my son, this weekend. So out in the backyard of Brendan's house, and Jasper's like two, not quite two and a half. So he's looking around. He's becoming very verbal. There's a vocal and there's a verbal. You know what I mean? He's looking around at everything. And actually, I think, did I post? I think I was going to post. There was a video of Miles and Jay running around in the backyard and a little thing. And Miles, Jasper kept saying, again. But he was just running around in a cart with Miles pushing him around. And then he looks up in the sky. And this is like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and there's just a little fringe of the moon. You know how you can see that every once in a while. You can see the moon in the daylight.
Oh, of course.
If things are just right. So he says, he looks at me, and he says, Gramps, La Luna, knowing that the Luna is the moon. And so it was one of those moments you want to cherish. Those are all the moments you have to highlight. Just something to highlight. Okay, so we have a number of things going on. Some of the news that we may talk about that went on this weekend, the Russians were all over the place. Isn't it interesting that we would focus on the Russian election maybe even before our own? There's plenty of stuff around about our election, but I thought that was one of the things. There was just the protest on top of the protest, even though Putin is expected to win his fifth term. It was very interesting to see how they were all out and about.
And the fact that everybody's like, how can he be voted, you know, to win again? And here he is. He wins again in a landslide. Yeah.
Because nobody's running against him. And if you don't vote for him, you get shot. So that's the way that goes. It's a joke. And so is the Russian government. And so too bad because the Russian people aren't. But the Russians, there's more and more a trend to this around the world. You know, there's less democracy, more autocracy, that is rule by one. And then you get into some of the stuff that I'm going to talk to Jennifer about. I thought the Trump statement, there'll be blood in the streets if he doesn't win, is one of the most damnable, outrageous statements that I've ever heard from anybody running for any kind of political office or anything else. I think it's more than outrageous. I don't even have words for it. How do you say something? I'm frustrated because I don't know what to say. It's damnable, frankly. And so on the other side, Biden has grown angry over his reelection effort because it's not going the way he wants and he's not on top. And so there you go. In the meantime, here's the important news, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads. There has been no jackpot winner. So both of the, let's see, there's Mega Millions Right? And that's not, there hadn't been a winner there for quite a long time. I think if you put the two of them together, it comes up to, what, about $1.5 billion or something? Powerball and Mega Millions? Yeah, I think so. There's 875 million in Mega Millions, and I think that there is close to that in the Powerball. So, but you see all this money piling up, and he won 1.6 billion. That's what it is. What, you know, you wonder, why is it always? Is it because they rig it? That question, I think, comes up frequently. They
well,
rig
yeah, that's the thing so you believe, keep, right? That
yeah,
it's rigged.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Right. All right. Things are pounding away up in Iceland. There's a volcano again erupting for the fourth time since December. And the only reason that I highlight this is because a lot of people think that the world is falling apart, or you see the God's angry with this, or whatever other interpretation you want to come up with on this. This is the earth doing what the earth does. And it is just, it's that simple. Although people want to make it complicated, it's not. It is what it is. It's the change in the plates and the activity below, way down deep, you know, inside the core of the earth is molten lava. And it's 12,000 degrees at the core of our planet. How'd you like to try to work work your way through that? So anyway, that's what's happening. The volcano will continue to erupt, and that's it. So back to the Russians. Can we go back, Jay, for a minute to the Russians and what's going on with Putin? Well, there's two pieces of the pie here, very interesting, that came out this weekend. A lot of Russians were crowding into the polling stations. They have, this is something they do that's right. They have a three-day presidential election. Shouldn't we do that here? Shouldn't
that
we have
make
like
sense. Yeah.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday instead of this foolish Tuesday stuff or early voting or all that other, that all that does is create ways for people to scheme and to cheat and to you know, make the election kind of, I don't want to say ill. It's not illegal. It's what's the word I'm looking for? Not unethical. It's just unworkable. Let me be that.
Well, yeah, and some people they can't fit that into their schedules. They not everybody works for a place that has a boss that will be like, you know what? Go ahead and take all of the time you need. Some people try to go on their lunch break, but if it's a very busy polling station and you have to go where you're told, and you're. If you only have a 30-minute lunch break, you can't be there for 3 hours standing in line where some people, like some places, some people have to do.
Yeah. You know what I thought was most interesting? Putin was being interviewed, and he said, this is after the announcement of the election, that there was a prisoner swap involving Navalny with some, there were people being held in the West that he wanted in England, I guess, in America. I've never heard that story before. Did you ever hear that? That he was, they were working on trying to swap him for other, for some of the Russian prisoners that are in jails around Europe and America. No, I didn't see that either. But one thing that did happen is there were a couple of women who were arrested. They poured green dye into the, ballot boxes in support of, what's-his-face's wife. Right? Alexei Navalny's wife.
Oh, huh.
Isn't that?
Yeah.
I think it was her.
His widow, Yulia.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Anyway, okay, so I'm trying to get some of the international stuff out of the way because it sticks in my craw. Netanyahu has been seriously criticized. You know, he's Chuck Schumer. Who cares what he says? Biden had a few words. The fact that Netanyahu is as he is, and I've talked about this because I remember going to Israel, one of the trips that I took to Israel, I interviewed Netanyahu. He's as tough as nails. You can just see it. You can feel it. His presence is just, I'm a tough guy. Don't mess with me. But what business, I sort of reiterate what I said on Friday, I think, what business is it of Schumer's or any of us? These people, oh, though, you know, you could say, well, they're taking our money to fight the Palestinians, so maybe we have a right to say something. Okay. Yeah, that's an argument. But why is it that Schumer is the one who's the spokesperson? He's not the spokesperson for me, and he's not the spokesperson for you, I'm guessing. He thinks that he needs to inveigle himself into the situation that exists there. Anyway, it's that kind of stuff that creates, I think, the feelings of tension, distrust, that's, you know, that stuff. Joe Biden obviously has locked up the Democratic nomination. Now, what's he doing? He wants to be as visible as he can be. There was a private meeting, apparently, last week with some lawmakers, Democratic lawmakers, and Biden started to shout and swear after people in the meeting told him his poll numbers had dropped over the handling of his war, his handling of the war between Israel and Hamas. You don't see that side of him much, right? Anger, sweat. I try to imagine him using the F word or some other word that is not. Yeah, sooner or later, is that going to come out? Well, let's say the State of the Union, that effing Trump lover, you think that'll ever happen? Is that ever right? I'm kind of serious about it. It's when do we've accepted a lot more. We tease James, or I do, and others with a focus on language, but we're allowing a lot more of that sort of thing in our discussions, right? Our public discussions. If you listen to some of the talk shows that are on Sirius that don't have to. They don't have to follow FCC rules. For Howard Stern, for example, he's always effing it up. And there are other words that come out as well. I just wonder if that's are we going to get to that with politicians or with public officials, or are we going to get that to that base when it comes to what's accepted?
Where there's no level of decorum anymore.
Yeah, right. No level of decorum is a good word for it. Food for thought, folks. It's 18 after Monday. Good day.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on Carol. She's more focused on hitting a high note than the car in front of her. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California. Subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
When Cynthia came to TurboTax, she just launched her new side gig, a true crime podcast.
I'm a first-rate detective with a golden voice.
As her TurboTax expert, I made her second income count by guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and her maximum refund.
What did she do with that refund? Find out next week.
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
The waves were mighty and fierce as could be when my lady and I got lost at sea. We tossed and turned and we nearly drowned when my brave little boat went down.
Whoa, 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 no, none of that's true. You haven't had a date in a year or two. The sea was calm and the sky was clear and you crashed right into the pier.
Yeah, fine.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly? Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now 23 after the hour, Monday, good day. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program at Good Day Networks. Or if you have comments, you can always call us, 855. I haven't really done a good job with this number lately. And so a lot of people who used to use it would leave us a note, and they don't. So you can remind me to do better at this, Jay, will you? 855-999-DOUG for thoughts as we are on the air. It's at 24/7, right, James? It's always operational. You can leave a message there anytime.
24/7.
24/7, okay. Anyway, so there is the 90s Con, which is a convention of 90s TV programs, right? I'm guessing at that, but I'm thinking that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah,
that would be the case, right? Exactly.
Yes, yeah. The era of TGIF.
Okay, so Dawson's Creek, Full House, all of the stars were there for that. So according to, I think we ought to get a rundown, and because that's more Jay's era than it is mine. I don't know how much. But I don't remember watching much TV in the 90s, but I know that there is a certain group of people that are in my circle who loved all these shows, especially Dawson's Creek. All right, so we get to that right after this here on Good Day.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
All right. So this is more your era, Jay, than it is my era in terms of what you grew up on, what you grew up watching. Like we mentioned, Full House and Dawson's Creek.
Yeah. Boy Meets World, Step by Step, Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right. So these people were all at this 90s con, the convention of stars, where they give you give them a picture and they sign it and you charge you $100. Is that what happens at these things?
They probably have that option in their ticket groupings. But yeah, it's just like this big convention that they actually do twice a year. It happens in March for 3 days over the weekend in Connecticut. And then in the fall, it happens again in Florida. Mm-hmm. And I mean, they brought all of these cast members together. So there was like a full house reunion that were on a panel talking about different things. You had Sabrina the Teenage Witch, the cast of Boy Meets World, which William Daniels, who was Mr. Feeny, the beloved teacher turned principal, he got the standing ovation.
Is he still alive? William Daniels
is probably
in his 90s, I would think, by now. He's been an actor. He was very sophisticated. He always presented that sort of sophisticated, serious presence, right, as an actor. You could tell it was him. And even his voice, you could tell that it was him. So that was my next question. What's happened to a lot of the stars from these shows? That's the only, I'm looking at the list of people, and William Daniels, the only name that I recognize.
A lot of them have had continued success on their own doing different things. The cast of Seventh Heaven was there, minus Stephen Collins, which makes sense because he had all of those sexual misconduct against minors issues. But Jessica Biel, who is pretty prominent, but she joined through FaceTime. So even though she couldn't be there in person, she was still there on video.
Yeah. All right. So she, I know, obviously. So, all right. So there are a couple of names there. It's fun if you're from that era. I think that's probably the bottom line. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Did you know that 1 in 3 American families feed the birds? More than 63 million American adults enjoy this colorful pastime. And here are some fun things to do to encourage birds into your backyard. Food and feeders. Put up nectar feeders for hummingbirds and orioles. Place a window feeder on your child's bedroom window for fun bird watching. Put out fruit and jelly feeders with jelly orange and apple halves. Watch bluebirds gobble down mealworms placed in a bluebird feeder. Try a peanut feeder for chickadees, nuthatches, and woodpeckers and jays. And use a trellis to grow flowering vines for attracting hummingbirds. Plant seeds and create a hummingbird and butterfly garden. You know, there's nothing better than getting up in the morning or late in the evening and going out into your yard and watching the birds. And remember, now they have these little hidden microphones that you can actually put by your bird feeders. So this way, when the birds are out there eating, not only can you watch them, you can actually enjoy hearing them, enjoying the great meals that you give them. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Are you ready for more personal experiences with Omaha Steaks? Are you ready to feel good? Are you ready for the quality, the convenience, everything you need to enjoy Omaha Steaks? Well, now it's even more enjoyable because it's their semi-annual sale. You get 50% off everything in the site. Save on mouth-watering favorites by using the code OmahaSteaks.com/Doug. Shop the sale and get these delicious flavors that you love from all of the things that are in the catalog. OmahaSteaks.com. Possibilities are endless. Flavor and value and entrees that are scrumptious. You'll love it. The semi-annual sale at Omaha Steaks. Every bite backed by their 100% unconditional guarantee. Visit OmahaSteaks.com/Doug and get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. It will be another 6 years in power for Russian President Vladimir Putin, who has officially announced his victory in the Russian presidential elections. He reportedly won with a total of 88% of voters preferring Putin over the rest, though he had few challengers. Putin was widely expected to win, and so Russia's war with Ukraine will continue. Former Vice President Mike Pence argues that it must be voters who make the final decision about Donald Trump in the U.S. While Pence has refused to endorse his former boss, and while he hopes all January 6th criminals are held accountable, Pence stops short of calling Trump criminally liable for what happened that day.
The people that ransacked the Capitol need to be held to the fullest account of the law. But the judgment about the president's efforts that day, I think, can be left to the American people.
Pence spoke on CBS's Face the Nation Sunday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Add your voice to the conversation. Leave us a message on 855-999-DOUG.
Next message.
855-999-3684.
Got the message?
Yes.
I mean, it's not easy being me. When I was born, a doctor told my mother I did all I could, but he pulled through anyway. I mean, nobody was nice. My mother never breastfed me. She told me she liked me as a friend. But when I was born, after the doctor cut the cord, he hung himself.
What can you say about Rodney Dangerfield, right? What is there to say?
That was really dark.
Well, he was dark. He was very dark. Well, maybe you're too young to remember Rodney.
I knew him as the coach on in the film The Ladybugs.
Yeah.
It was a great soccer film. Yeah. Loved that film.
He's just silly, and the facial expressions and all of that stuff, yeah. He made it big on the old Carson. He started on the old Carson Tonight Show, and from there went straight up, frankly. Rodney Dangerfield here, getting us going. It's 35 after the hour here on the Good Day program. We're on our game for Monday. Today is the 18th, the day after St. Patrick's Day. Did you do anything special, Jay, to celebrate St. Patrick's Day?
No. We've just still kind of been recovering from this cold bug that clearly came from the underworld. There is no other explanation for it.
It's in there. All right, so James Collins. Collins is Irish, right? Is Collins Irish?
I think it's more Scottish? British.
Oh, British?
Yeah.
Really? All right, so you didn't do anything for for Irish Day either.
Well, my mom's birthday is on St. Patrick's Day, and so I made sure, you know, she went and saw Eric Church the night before, and then she went and hung out. I worked on Sunday, so, you know, I called her, and we got to talk for a few hours. But, no, that's good. Other than that, it was a pretty relaxed weekend for me.
Our astrologer, Maria Trilogy, did have her birthday yesterday. I was back and forth in touch because we were supposed to have lunch. Well, she said I didn't make a firm date of it, which is probably true. I may not have. I just said, okay, let's have lunch on your birthday. Anyway, the business about luck and the Irish, you know, the old expression, the luck of the Irish, all those symbols that are good luck symbols. You know, you think about all of them. You come through the horseshoe. There's that, the lucky bamboo. Things, you know, four-leaf clover. I'm looking over a four-leaf clover. So do you know what the reason is for four-leaf clovers? Why do people think...
Why are they lucky, or why do they exist?
Well, they exist because they exist in nature, but what is there about them that seems to bring people good luck? And if you,
I would think because they're not as prevalent as the typical
very good.
The shamrocks.
Yeah, no, they're really... It's pretty simple. They're very rare. They have four copies of each chromosome in every single cell, and all four copies need to carry the gene for the fourth leaf to exist, right? So four-leaf clovers, shamrocks, that sort of thing. St. Patrick used a three-leaf clover to explain the concept of Holy Trinity, right? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. That became a part of the history, and then, you know, other... I just find it interesting that people expand on these these things from time to time. You know, and also, I also find, horseshoes, for sure. Horseshoes are lucky. In Western Europe, iron was believed to drive away evil spirits, and horseshoes were made out of iron, right? And the blacksmith that was forging horseshoes was visited by the devil, who asked for shoes of his own. The blacksmith put a red-hot shoe on the devil's foot, and the devil, in extreme pain, vowed to never go near a horseshoe again.
Oh.
Yeah. Rabbit's feet. You think rabbit's feet are lucky?
I've heard they are. Not cruelty-free, but I've heard they are very lucky.
That's what, you see, I don't think they're real. I think they're just manufactured. They put some kind of hair on whatever it is. I don't think there's ever been... I remember having one, but I was not thinking that somebody chopped off their feet and put a chain around it and thought, okay, there's good luck. Not good luck for the rabbit, if that's... Well, I don't know. I don't think so. Nah. I'm not buying that they're actually... that they came from a rabbit. I don't want to believe that. All right, but anyway, somehow they're lucky. Lucky bamboo. It's a feng shui kind of a thing. You know, what do you know about feng shui?
Enough that I'm interested in it. Not enough that I've been able to really do it in my life. The last house we were in, I always tried to get the furniture based off of the windows and the door and all of that stuff. So it was feng shui, and it was just like, this room is not equipped for feng shui.
Mm. No, it's how you, there are people who have a feeling about where to put furniture in a home, and that's, they figure if you put it in the right place, you'll live in eternal good luck.
Yeah, it's all about, like, energy flow and based on what your goals are.
It's all energy.
Is like a financial success kind of thing?
Yeah, everything.
Or love, bettering relationships?
Yep, right. Miles asked me yesterday if I had anything green on because he couldn't see anything green. He was very proud of himself because he had on a green T-shirt and green socks. And I said, I had on green underwear. Did he want to see it? The answer was, no, Gramps. I don't want to see it. Ladybugs also are very lucky. They're beneficial insects. They're great in the garden. They kill the nasty pests, the mealybugs and things like that. So you never, people, because this time of year, the ladybugs are all over the place, right? They're coming out of wherever they've been hibernating in the winter.
You have ladybugs, and then you have the Asian lady beetles that look like ladybugs. I don't know how true this is, but that when you see multiples, those are the Asian lady beetles. Yeah. And when you see just like one by itself or whatever, that's typically more likely to be an actual ladybug.
Okay, so if you see a bunch of them together, you kill them. If there's one by itself, you don't. Because the Asian bugs are no good. That's something that came over. Our friends, the Chinese, when they're sending things over, that bug infested a bunch of different kinds of trees. And so they cut the trees down, and instead of burning them to get rid of the bugs, they made pallets out of them, and they put them on the ships, and everything that gets shipped over here are on those pallets that are made out of the stuff that's full of those bugs. And that's why the bugs have been infested our trees over here. How about them apples?
Wow.
And then there's the lucky number 7. Now, I never understood. I know that it's a symbol, but I don't know why. There's a general fascination with that number. Is it 7 days of the week? 7 wonders of the world? The 7 subjects that are part of liberal arts like grammar, rhetoric, logic, music, arithmetic, geometry, astronomy. My daughter and I were talking about that with regard to college courses and stuff. You think that's it? Well, just 7. 7's a good number. 4 is my lucky number. What's your lucky number?
23.
Huh?
23. That was always my sports number. Well, not
really?
Always. Sometimes somebody else had it, and I had to do something else. But yeah, 23 was always
my number. So your jersey was 23?
Mm-hmm. When it was available, it was 23.
Okay. All right, let's see what's going on elsewhere besides the luck of the Irish and the fact that it was St. Paddy's Day. Yesterday, while St. Paddy's Day was going on in Ireland and Europe, Ukraine launched some drone attacks on the this is meant to coincide with the final day of the Russian presidential election. They wanted to disrupt things, so they sent 35 drones overnight into Russia. One of them almost got to Moscow, apparently. They were all over the place. How long, when you fly a drone, how far away can you get with a drone? I mean, I'm thinking only because of the drones that I saw when I was in Baghdad during the end of sort of the Iraqi war, and our drones were all over the place. They were being flown by men who were in Tampa at the Air Force Base there. So think about that. The Tampa Air Force Base, men in a dark room with joysticks controlling drones that are in Baghdad a half a world away. So it isn't too outrageous to think the Ukrainians probably got some of our drones, and the drones go, if they can control them in, if you have the soldiers, the Air Force, they're pilots, regular pilots. That's how they learn how to fly. You know, one of the things that is an offshoot of all of this is the games that the kids play and how well that's trained them to be good pilots of these drones. Do you know what I mean? The fact that they can, you know, they have the joystick, and frankly, that's how all the Airbuses are flown these days. They don't have regular controls like the Boeing planes do. They just have joysticks. The pilots learn how to fly the plane to their left. The pilot has a joystick to his left, and the co-pilot has a joystick to his right. And that's how they fly the plane. They don't use, you know, it takes off, you pull the joystick towards you. Whereas you can understand how the operation might be the same. Pull the stick back towards you. They just called it the stick, I think, and a regular plane. Anyway, how to get off on that? I'm talking about the way that these drones are piloted, and that's how the pilots become skilled, learning how to do it, and they're not there. They're looking at a screen, and the screen tells them where their drone is. Remember I told you the story when I went to with a bunch of celebrities to Baghdad for the USO tour with Tony Orlando, and we brought a bunch of medical supplies and school supplies and stuff, how we had to be flown. And we flew into Kuwait City, and then the Air Force flew us into Baghdad. And when we were, Tony Orlando and I were sitting in the cockpit looking at the screen, and I said to the pilot, a lady, 29-year-old woman, Susan, forget her last name, was from New Hampshire, was the pilot of the plane. I said, what are all of those lines? She said, those are because the plane's, you know, back and forth and up and down. I said, what the heck are we doing here? We're dodging the drones. So, you know, again, back to what Ukraine was doing with our drones. You can imagine that they could have sent one as far as Moscow. So anyway, that was what's going on over there. And back here, the story of a man who fatally shot his family members in Pennsylvania, and then he fled to New Jersey over the weekend. You hear that story about this guy from, his name is Andre Gordon, carjacked a driver in Trenton, went to Levittown, Pennsylvania. He killed his stepmother, his 13-year-old sister, and his mother. Ugh, my God, what is there with these people? Just, you got to wonder what it is. I don't think anybody's figured out what the story is. But, you know, somebody said he had traumatic brain injuries when he was younger, that kind of stuff. But still, is there... See, that's the part... This is part of the another example of the mental health crisis in this country, and that's not really being addressed. If I were running for president, Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy, I would put mental health as the number one issue in this country, because so many things come off of it. You know, we always talk about gun control. We have all of these. Mm-hmm. It isn't just gun control and violence. It's how you live your life. Are you a happy person? So many people will tell you that they're not happy. And why aren't they happy? Because they're not adjusted to what's going on in society. They can't keep up with it.
They were never taught coping mechanisms as a child. There could be a traumatic experience that has created this, you know, PTSD or anxiety. There's depression. One of those things that there's always that conversation of guns don't kill people. People kill people. Well, not everybody with a gun kills people.
No, not at all. But the amount of traumatic brain trouble that men and women who've been in the service have is that upends all of these discussions, because it really is a very serious problem. And I think it should be number one on the hit parade when it comes to talking about what you want from your president. 48 after the hour here on Good Day.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricket 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on four lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
There are any number of reasons you might consider selling your home. To move closer to family, live within a smaller budget, or just wanting a change of scenery. Whatever your reasons, having to figure out all the various housing market trends in your area may not be what you signed up for. That's where an agent who is a Realtor comes in. Realtors have the expertise to help you find the right price and navigate the process to sell your home in a way that's right for you. That's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Elizabeth Miller is here. She knows all about losing weight for sure. She knows how Calitrin works. And because we are in the President's time, if you will, President's Day, President's Week, President's Month, the folks at Calitrin are having what's called a President's Day 90-day meltdown. So how do people take advantage? There are other products. Calitrin is the one we know the best because it works in a fabulous way. It helps millions of people, literally millions of people around the country and around the world. What's the scoop here, Elizabeth?
This is so exciting because it does contain other products in it. So Calitrin works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. It's revving up your metabolism all over. It's also repairing joint pain. It's also helping with sleep and energy levels, all around just working to rev up your metabolism.
By the way, this meltdown package is available now. Normal price is close to $400. You can buy it right now at $225 by going to toploss.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Now, 53 after the hour, Monday's Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. It's time now for Food, Farm, and Family. And the report today, Jay, starts with a celebration of National Sloppy Joe Day. Yeah. Did you have Sloppy Joes when you were in school? We had Monday.
Well, I never ate the Sloppy Joes at school, but I did like them as a kid. I'd always use ground turkey.
Really?
But here's the thing. I liked it, but I could never eat it as you're supposed to eat it, like a sandwich. I just felt like it was always kind of too messy, and the buns would push everything out. So I always kind of ate it deconstructed, where I had the meat mixture on the side and then the bun on the other side, and I would kind of like pull off the pieces and dip it, almost like a dip.
Really?
So they tasted delicious, tasted the same.
And the American Airlines lounges, the one that I frequent most is Boston and Los Angeles, they have these Sloppy Joe chicken sandwiches that they've been serving, and it's in a tomato sauce, and yeah, they have the buns and all of that sort of stuff. I don't eat them because they have gluten in them, although I took a bite of one of the chicken things, and, all it did was remind me of Mondays in the fourth grade, because that's when we always had Sloppy Joes on Monday. Anyway, they go back to, this is apparently something that debuted in the 1920s in Havana. A bartender whose name was Jose Otero created a simple sandwich based on a Cuban dish of shredded beef and tomato sauce and spices. Can you imagine a fish Sloppy Joe? I don't know that apparently they had those down there at that time as well. Fish.
Yeah. Not a fan of that idea. Not that seafood and tomato-based sauces don't really go together, because, I mean, when you think of like a bouillabaisse or something, I'm not sure I can get with that.
No. Okay. So we don't have one. That's it. Then there's
but to each their own.
Exactly. In the 1960s, there was a thing called the Manwich, which became, I mean, it was sort of a derivative of the Sloppy Joe. I don't know that it ever, I remember them, but I don't think it got very far. All right, let's see. From the Food, Farm, Family Department, specifically recalls, Stu Leonard's recalling some apple pies because the label doesn't list milk and eggs as ingredients. Stu Leonard's in the mid-Atlantic, New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, around there. I think that's where they're most prominent. And so apparently there are some stores on Long Island that sold the stuff, Apple Crisp and that sort of thing, in the pies, the Honey Crisp apples. And anyway, so all of this stuff, there were some stores that had a problem. East Longmeadow, Massachusetts, Farmingdale, Connecticut, Danbury, Connecticut, those areas. So if you have a sensitivity to milk and eggs, apparently it's not on the label, right? How prominent is that, sensitivity to eggs?
Well, you think of sensitivity, that's, you know, that's still an upset stomach and stuff like that. But when people have an actual allergy, that could be deadly.
Mm-hmm. All right. So Stu Leonard's regional outfit. But I was thinking that they were probably made by some national company, though. I don't see that in the story anywhere. Do they make the stuff themselves in their own kitchen, Stu Leonard's, or are they do like most of the other stores?
I think every chain has their own brand stuff too. So I think this one is theirs.
Is theirs? Okay.
Yeah.
Starbucks has a new lavender drink. People say it tastes like dish soap. Congratulations on that one. I don't know. Again, Starbucks is, I don't begin. I was driving around. Where the heck was I? I was going up La Cienega yesterday, my way over to Brendan's house yesterday morning. We were going to the farmer's market, and there was a line out on the street around, and this is 8 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. There's a line around the Starbucks there, and I don't understand what it is that people will sit in a line for 15, 20, 25 minutes just to get, what do you get, a coffee or iced coffee or whatever the other stuff is.
Well, a lot of times those people are part of the membership rewards program. So when you buy things, you get these rewards, and then you get free stuff all the time. So, I can get it. There are also because I'm a Starbucks person, like, don't get me wrong. Oh, yeah. But there are also so many wonderful mom-and-pop shop cafes around so much better. Like, when I go to Starbucks, I will get an iced tea or a flat white or an iced latte. There's never any flavoring in any of that stuff because all of their flavorings are syrups, where if you go somewhere else, they might use a syrup, but they made it in-house. They made it themselves. Yeah. Or like if I had this amazing tea latte that it was chamomile, lavender, and honey. And it wasn't a lavender syrup, so it didn't taste like soap. They actually had a lavender tea.
like a tea bag
that they put in. Yeah, and it was so good.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.